Well, this week, the provincial NDP's education critic, Jim Dinh, expressed his concerns about the lack of available substitute teachers. He says some teachers have been telling him they're worried classes may have to double up if the Liberal government can't recruit more people. Now, earlier this year, the education department signed 70 substitutes to full-time contracts, but Dinh says that's still not enough. Dean Ingram is president of the Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association. He joins us now on the phone. Good morning, Dean.
And good morning to you and Gavin.
So how serious is the situation with substitute teachers in this province?
It's serious. A new issue for the association. We've been raising concerns with this for a number of years.
Dean, I have to stop you for a second. We're having a hard time hearing you. I don't know if you're on a handheld or not.
No, I'm on my regular phone. Is it coming through there now?
Much better now. Perfect.
Okay.
So start your answer again. How serious is this situation?
It is serious. And regrettably, this is not something that's new. It's been something the association has been raising for a number of years. We've been raising concerns with lack of substitute teachers specifically since March, including how the impact of suspending classes in March, which was necessary, but it did have an impact on both retention but also recruitment of substitute teachers. Now, while we've been raising our concerns both provincially and federally through numerous pieces of correspondence asking for some relief measures, it's not surprising, even though I'm pleased, to see others are now raising those very same concerns.
We've heard of similar situations in Alberta, for example. What factors are driving these shortages?
I think in an acute sense, immediately, is that there are a number of substitute teachers, as a result of the school shutdown in March, found themselves in some very precarious economic situations. As a result of that, a number of those individuals did start exploring other career options, or had reached out to some substitute teachers who have chosen to leave the profession altogether. I've had substitute teachers that were substituting and would be available for substituting, taking on positions that they may not have considered otherwise, except for their economic situation. We know that the workload concerns in the teaching profession, the mental health concerns, are certainly on the rise. I just finished up a set of national board meetings yesterday, and that was a topic of concern, and there's a piece of research that the Canadian Teachers Federation did, spanning the entire country, shows the degree of stress and anxiety placed on teachers through COVID. That's had a ripple down effect, and that's hampering the retention, but just importantly, the recruitment piece.
Dean, listen, I'm sorry to do this. We're gonna hang up on you. We're going to play a little short clip, and we're going to come back to you. We're going to try to get a better phone connection because we're having a hard time hearing what you're saying, and this is far too important a conversation to not hear every word, all right? So stick with us, and we'll figure it out. We'll hear from you in just a couple minutes, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Hi, I'm Angela.